This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Evangelist and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root back again from Christmas break. Welcome back, everybody. It's Thursday, November 27th. Big day today. Another great day in Trump land. Lots of good things going on. Stock market up 250 points after being down 600 earlier in the day. An 850-point turnaround. Yesterday up over 1,000, almost 1,100. They had 1,100 to 250 today. And the stock market's up almost 1,400 points in 2 days. And what did I predict on Twitter? I predicted last night on Twitter, after I saw the market was up almost 1,100 points, I said, the good guys finally won one. Trump and the Plunge Protection Team saved the market for the day. That's a famous group called the Plunge Protection Team. Plunge Protection Team, PPT. And very few people know about that except insiders on Wall Street. But there's a group of people that work for the President of the United States. And whenever the market is going down, they try and save it from disaster. And they try and rally the market. And they have at their disposal billions of dollars of Fed money and America's money. And the President called them in at his leisure. And President Trump obviously called them in. And we had a big day yesterday. And I said, I predict that tomorrow or tonight in the news, meaning last night in the news, you won't even hear it in the news tomorrow in the newspapers. You will barely see a headline anywhere that mentions the market was up 1,000 points, the most in the history of the United States of America. There will be no mention of it. But when the market went down a lot, it was all the media talked about 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So good prediction by me. My buddy called me today. I've been working all day. I have no time to check these things out and see if my predictions are right. But I know someone will always let me know. And my buddy Lee in Palm Beach called me and said, Wayne, I'm at the point where I don't know what to do or say. I've never seen anything like it. The viciousness of the media, the hatred for Donald Trump, the corruptness, the fraud. And I said, what are you referring to this time? I know about all of it, but what specifically? He said, I didn't even know the market was up 1,000-plus points yesterday. I didn't know it was the greatest day in the history of Wall Street. I had no idea. I tuned into the news. They never mention it. And I opened the newspaper today. It wasn't on the front page of the New York Times. It wasn't on the front page of the Washington Post. They're all frauds, complete frauds. It wasn't just a good day. It wasn't just a turnaround. It was the greatest day in the history of Wall Street. The Dow never went up 1,000 points ever before. And yet they didn't think that was important to mention. Can you imagine if it had happened under Obama? What a joke. My new commentary was out this morning in the Las Vegas Review-Journal and newspapers all over this great country. It's now syndicated nationwide. It's called The Art of the Wall Deal. I think you'll like it. Here it is. There is a wall deal to be done if Democrats actually loved America and actually cared about the safety of our children. It could get done, but it's clear they don't. Oh, that got the liberals mad, fighting mad. You see the emails I got this morning, because I actually had the nerve to say liberals don't care about America, liberals don't love America, liberals don't care about the safety of our children. And they don't. It's very clear they don't. But the only guy willing to say it is me. Because to say it, oh, that makes you a terrible person. God forbid you ever tell the truth, the United States of America. Anyone who believes in open borders is a communist scumbag. Does that sum it up good enough? Only Wayne Root knows how to say it like the streets of New York say it. If you believe in open borders, you hate America, you want our children to die, you want our wages to go down, and you're a scumbag. Can I say it any nicer? That's the best way I could say it. Because I grew up on the streets of New York, and that's a really nice way of saying it. Because I got an F word for the people who believe in open borders, but I'll leave that alone on national radio and national TV. But you're all scum. If you believe in open borders, then you want our children to die. You want children to be raped. You want children to be murdered. You want carjackings. You want home invasions. You want gangbangers. You want drugs. You want child trafficking. And you want the whole country to go bankrupt in order to pay for the welfare of these people and the food stamps of these people and every other form of entitlement that these people want. They don't come here for the love of America. They come here for the love of welfare. And if I'm not right, why don't you challenge me? Let's just end all welfare now for every person who comes to this country, not even illegally, even legally. If you come to this country from another country, you don't get welfare anymore for the first, 10 years. You have to work or you starve. And let's see how many people keep knocking on our door. Let's see how many try and break into the border. It's the biggest lie ever told. They're here for the welfare. They weren't here for the welfare in the 1900s, 1910s, 1920s, 1930s. When all of my relatives came, they knew they worked or they would starve to death. There was no welfare. There was no Social Security. There was no Medicare. There was no Medicaid. The world was a different place. So let's take it all away from people who come here from another country. Why would any liberal have a problem with that? But I digress. A deal is there for the taking. Before there was President Trump, there was dealmaker extraordinaire Donald J. Trump. That Trump wrote The Art of the Deal. That Trump loves to negotiate. That Trump understands how to get a deal done. That Trump understands both sides need to win something. I've got that deal. But first, a few key points. First, the government shutdown. As I write this, it's been 5 days. Anyone notice? Me neither. Time flies when you're having fun. Government is shut down and nobody even notices. Doesn't affect most of us one bit, one iota. That's why they call it non-essential employees. Because they're not essential. Maybe we should learn a lesson and fire all of these non-essential employees permanently. If they're not essential, then we don't need to be paying them and giving them a pension and giving them Cadillac health care plans paid for by the taxpayers. Second, the economy. This is before I even knew the market was up 1,000-plus points and another 250 today. Retail sales figures are out for Christmas. They're the best in many years. American consumers are buying like crazy. The media and economic experts preach doom and gloom all day about a collapsing stock market. See how smart I am? This is before the market went up. I wrote this at 6 a.m. the day after Christmas, yesterday morning. The media and economic experts preach all day long about doom and gloom and a collapsing stock market, yet the Trump economic boom won't cooperate. Retail sales are zooming up in the middle of a stock market crash. GDP is down by a little, but it's still 3.4%. That's still double Obama's GDP. You can't stop Trump. And that's precisely why liberals, D.C. swampers, deep staters, never Trumpers, the vicious liberal media, and even the GOP establishment are so bitter, angry, hateful, and negative towards Trump. They are jealous. None of them could produce what Trump has produced. And third is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, parentheses M for moron. She just compared illegal alien migrants trying to break into America illegally to baby Jesus. Here's the truth in the real world, not the airy-fairy make-believe world of socialists. The odds of finding another baby Jesus among the illegal aliens invading America are zero. But the odds that among the illegal alien hordes are some murderers, rapists, gangbangers, drug traffickers, and child sex traffickers, those odds are 100%. The odds that some American children will be killed by some of these illegal invaders, 100%. Sorry, but I'm not willing to take that chance. We need the wall. Along with billions of dollars of high-tech surveillance and thousands of new border agents, it's not either or. We need all of it. We need the wall. We need high-tech surveillance. We need thousands of new border agents. We need it all. So here's the deal. It's a win-win. It's got to be a win-win. Like I said with Trump, the only way to negotiate is both sides have to feel they won. Part one, we, meaning Trump and me and the GOP, and you, get full funding of the wall. Democrats get full funding of the new Hudson River Tunnel in New York. Everyone wins. We all get something we want. Don't give it to us. You ain't getting the Hudson River Tunnel. Have a nice life. Part two, we get the end of chain migration, the end of the visa lottery, and the end of birthright citizenship. Adios. Goodbye. Democrats get a deal for the dreamers. They get to stay. We all get something we want. Win-win. It's that simple. That's the deal to be done. That's part one. That's part two. But we all know Democrats won't do it, ever. They have no interest in a deal. They need open borders to win elections. So in that case, Trump has two options to make it happen. Either use executive order declaring a national security emergency, which he has a right to do, and reassign $25 billion from the military budget, or pass it out of the Senate using budget reconciliation. which requires only 51 votes to pass. Case closed, we get our wall, and Democrats get nothing in return. So you can either take the Hudson River Tunnel, billions of dollars, and let the Dreamers stay, or you can get nothing and like it. You decide. I'll leave it up to the liberals to decide, but there's your win-win. The Art of the Wall Deal by Wayne Allyn. There it is. So that came out in today's newspaper. Now, I want to mention real quick, I'd be remiss if I don't mention, and again, you're always innocent until proven guilty. Just being accused doesn't mean you did it. It's only alleged. But a judge here in Nevada, Stephanie Miley, was arrested over the weekend, 11 p.m. on Saturday. And I bring up Vegas because I'm based here in Vegas, and it's not just a lead story in Vegas, but it's a lead story nationwide now. It made the New York Post today. It's a story that's going to be everywhere in the country. I believe it was a Drudge Report today. I think that's where I found it, if I'm not mistaken, that a Nevada judge was arrested for punching her teen son in the mouth. And I clicked on it, and it took me to the New York Post. So this is now a national story. So it needs to be mentioned, because whether she's guilty or not, I'm just telling you, Judge Stephanie Miley is a judge who judges you and me. Once they put on a robe, everyone thinks judges are, oh my God, it's a judge. You've got to call them judge. They've got a robe on. They can do no wrong. They must be related to Moses and Jesus. And I think they're just another government employee, some of whom are nice, some of whom are great, some of whom are horrible, and some of whom beat their sons and daughters. They all put their pants on one leg at a time. So while Democrats are busy criticizing President Trump, I'm telling you, we are filled with millions of D.C. swamp, deep state government employees. Some of them are judges. Some of them are government bureaucrats. Some are agency heads. And they're not incredible people. They shouldn't be part of a privileged class. Some of them beat their children. Some of them beat their husbands. Some of them are nasty, nasty people, which allegedly Judge Stephanie Miley appears to be. Just remember that next time you meet a government employee. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design,
design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Hope you were here in segment one to hear my Art of the Wall deal. I think it's a great deal. I think it'll be good for America if President Trump reads it. And I sent this directly to President Trump's right-hand man and several other people who know the president. So hopefully it got in his hands, and we shall see. Wayne Allyn Root on USA Radio as well as Newsmax TV. I'm always knocking my stapler down. I'm always so busy stapling before we come on the air, and then the stapler's standing by my right hand, and I go to grab it, and it falls off the desk. Sorry about that clunky noise. Boom! On the Wayne Allyn Root Show, stapler's falling. I'm a relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, blue-collar son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, and I am American-made and proud of it. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders, American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from Las Vegas, the low-tax capital of America, for now. This is Radio Free Nevada while we were under communist occupation with Steve Sisolak and Democratic Assembly and Senate. So we'll see how long we remain the low-tax capital of America. But this show comes to you from, at the moment, wonderful low-tax, pro-gun, Las Vegas and Nevada. We'll see how long that lasts. And my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, owned and operated, founded by the great Edward Stoltz, gave me my first shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. U.S. Gold Bureau is owned by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository, so you know you can trust them. U.S. Gold Bureau helps hundreds of thousands of investors each year to learn about buy and sell precious metals, and they've got the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. Great gift to celebrate and ring in the new year. Gold been doing fantastic while the market's been under such volatility, by the way. The Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Kit. Get all the coins at actual dealer cost. Get free shipping. Get 100% delivery insurance free. Get a free official U.S. Mint storage box. Call U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root, 800-885-GOLD. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. And the call-in number, number one call-in show in America, especially in hour number three, where I take nonstop calls, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. All right, so the Dow Jones soared 1,086 points. I mentioned that in the very first segment. Yesterday was up another 250 or so today. The good guys are starting to win a little bit over the terrible people that are trying to attack President Trump. There's no question to me that it was a combination of this moron, Jerome Powell, who heads the Fed, who's trying his best to destroy President Trump, and a lot of people around the world who hate President Trump and hate the fact that we're now winning trade deals that we were losing, and they're the ones who make money off these bad trade deals. And I believe it's all the people on Wall Street. I believe it's the Goldman Sachs. I believe it's the J.P. Morgans of the world. I believe they all are invested in America losing trade deals. They like it the way it is. They want the status quo, and they're looking to punish Trump. And it was mixed in with year-end selling and tax consequence selling, and all of it led to a horrible period. But none of it was the fault of President Trump, whose economy is still, for the moment, doing really well. But Democrats are trying to destroy this economy, no question about it. I mentioned that Judge Stephanie Miley at the beginning of my show, just because it's a Vegas story, but it's a national story now, and it should be a national story, because it just tells you, stop trusting people in authority. Stop believing that because a person wears a black robe, they know more than you and me. Maybe they're a horribly dysfunctional, mentally ill nutcase. As a matter of fact, there was a woman, I can't remember her name now, but she was a judge in Las Vegas. She has since died. But she was obesely, morbidly fat. She was like a 350-pound judge who they had to, like, pry into her seat each day and pry her out with a crane. And she used to ask the bailiff to rub her overweight, fat feet. I'm using the most disgusting image I've ever heard in my life. And she demanded he rub her feet, and the bailiff's union complained and got her fired because she was so disgusting. I mean, people were just grossed out by her, and she died. Not surprisingly, weighing 350 pounds, she died. After that fact. Well, anyway, she was replaced by another judge, and I read in the paper, I was shocked. That judge is the one who just got arrested for beating the crap out of her son. So if you, Stephanie Miley, that's the one who was arrested over the weekend. So I just want to point out again, it's got nothing to do with Stephanie Miley. It's only alleged. I don't know if she did what they say she did. Her teenage son sent a text to her father saying, call me now. I need help. Mom punched me in the mouth, hit me in the head while I was driving. I'm bleeding. I need you to pick me up. She started screaming around the neighbors. Has tried falling on me to make it look like I was hurting her. And so who knows whether she's guilty or not. Maybe the son set her up. She's being divorced by her husband. Maybe the husband set her up. Maybe she's really the most horrible human being that ever lived. Maybe she beats her children and beats her pets. I have no idea. But I'm just telling you, there's a lot of bad judges, a lot of corrupt judges. There's a lot of paid-off judges. And there's a lot of bad people in government. And you can't respect or like someone or trust someone just because they're in authority and just because they're with the government. This should teach you. They put their leg on one pan at a time, one pan leg at a time, like the rest of us, except worse.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
War. Now!
USA Radio News.
As the partial government shutdown continues over border security, both sides seem to be digging in their heels, as we hear from Republican Congressman Ralph Norman of South Carolina.
Well, you know, you've heard both sides, Trish. Democrats under Pelosi and Schumer have dug in. The president has dug in. The sides are pretty well drawn. I don't see a quick end to this, as Mark Meadows was saying. There's no in between on this.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News in late word, is that Congress will not be back in session until Monday. A major winter storm is affecting travel for millions of Americans. Interstates in Kansas and Nebraska were shut down due to blizzard-like conditions. And as that storm moves east, folks in Minnesota and Wisconsin can expect to see up to a foot of snow. Meanwhile, after an up-and-down day on Wall Street, the Dow was up 260 points to close at 23,138. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we promise you'll get better parts, better prices every day. Our stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices. And our friendly, well-trained professionals are standing by to help. So stop in and see how five simple words drive everything we do. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Wayne
wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
I don't often recommend books on my show because I'm just a very busy guy and I can barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But have I got a great one to recommend to you? A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. I'm from New York, you know. I believe in revenge and vengeance. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like The Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. This book is the first book of the series, and I could hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon.com. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com. Prayerofvengeance.com. All right, our guest coming up now, Andrew Arthur, immigration expert, resident fellow in law and policy with the Center for Immigration Studies, based in Washington, D.C. We put the Christian cross up as I say the word Washington, D.C. I can't stand them. Oh, by the way, one of my fans told me the judge's name, who was grossly overweight and who was kicked out of the out of her office as a judge in Las Vegas. Judge Elizabeth Halverson was kicked out, and she was replaced by Stephanie Miley. So we went from an incredibly obese judge who was asking bailiffs to do terrible things to a judge who allegedly beat the crap out of her son in their car while he was driving and bloodied him and bashed him in the nose and about the head on Saturday night over the Christmas kind of break holiday. And so judge to judge, not a good connection. That's not like Stallback to Drew Pearson. That is obese judge to battering judge. Not a good connection, but just more proof that government employees and government bureaucrats and people with robes who have judge in front of their name are not necessarily better than the rest of us and don't necessarily have a right to judge the rest of us. I think all of that is quite clear based on quite a few things that have happened coming from judges in the last few months in the United States of America. Andrew Arthur's with us. He is a, I went off on that rant because I mentioned he's based in Washington, D.C., and I just can't stand the D.C. swamp, and I can't stand these people who think they're better than us and they're a privileged class called government employees. They know better than the rest of us. Matter of fact, they're generally much worse. Most of them couldn't last 2 weeks in the private sector. They couldn't even earn a paycheck. So they need government to write them a check. Andrew Arthur, immigration expert, resident fellow in law and policy with the Center for Immigration Studies. Andrew, how are you, man?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. And I just want to tell you that I'm not actually calling from the swamp. I'm actually speaking from the holy city of Baltimore, Maryland, the premier see of the Catholic Church in the United States. So
there we go. Baltimore, just a lovely place to vacation. I realize that. I don't think I've read a story about Baltimore in the last 3 years that doesn't talk about murder, rape, or policemen giving rough rides to somebody. Baltimore's a tough place, let me tell you.
Well, you know, it's funny because it's a lot like anywhere else. If you're in the wrong place, you're in the wrong place. But most of the town is perfectly fine, and I would invite any one of your listeners to come here, enjoy our fine food, our beautiful Inner Harbor, and our great history, including Fort McHenry, the home of the national anthem.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the wall, because that's what's near and dear to my heart. And I wrote a piece today for the local Las Vegas newspaper, but my columns are now nationally syndicated by Creators. And so it went out in newspapers around the country as well. And I mentioned that, you know, we've just got to get a wall. We have to. And as far as the government shutdown, I mentioned that it's been 5 days, or maybe you're going on 6 days. I don't even know. I haven't even noticed. Have any of you noticed? I'll bet you not one reader's noticed. Because for the most part, government doesn't affect most of us. Not one iota. And that's why they call the people that they're sending home non-essential. And maybe the lesson is we should fire those non-essential employees permanently, because if they're really that non-essential, why do we need to be paying them fat salaries and fat pensions and giant Cadillac health care programs when they do less work than the rest of us and it's non-essential work? But anyway, I digress. What's it going to take to end this government shutdown? What's the real number that Trump would accept to make this whole thing go away? You have any idea?
Well, he said $5 billion, and I think that he's probably good to his word at $5 billion. I don't think that he's going to waver off of the number. The only question becomes what exactly he's willing to accept in exchange for that $5 billion. And that's really the, well, $5 billion question that is facing the United States Congress today. And there are two ways to look at the shutdown. There are two ways to look at what the Democrats are doing. One is that they want to deny Trump anything. If it's something that Trump wants, they don't want to agree with it. They're not going to vote for it. One thing that would make you think that that might be true is that a few years back, 12 years ago, we had our last major immigration legislation. That was the Secure Fence Act 2006. And amongst the senators who voted for that bill were Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein of California, Tom Carper of Delaware, Hillary Clinton of New York, Barbara Mikulski of my home state of Maryland, and Ron Wyden of Oregon, as well as Joe Biden and Barack Obama, as well as Chuck Schumer, the current minority leader of the United States Senate. So if border security and border fencing was good 12 years ago, the question becomes what's really changed? And I think the only thing that's really changed is the occupant of the White House. It was bad politics for them. It was 40 days before the 2006 election, which they saw themselves easily winning. They didn't want to be, which they did, and they didn't want to be painted as, you know, soft on illegal immigration, so they voted for the fence then. But today, when they're looking at a majority in the House of Representatives in the upcoming 116th Congress, they view the world entirely differently.
What do you think of what I wrote in my column, that there's a two-part deal that's a win-win for everybody, but of course, I predicted they'll never go for it because Democrats can never let go of open borders because that's what they need to win elections, millions of new foreigners who are desperate for government. But if they would ever, you know, be willing to reasonably negotiate, we get the wall funding, and I don't mean $5 billion, I mean we get the whole $25 billion, and they get full funding of the new Hudson River Tunnel in New York. And we get the end of chain migration, the visa lottery, and birthright citizenship, and they get a deal for the Dreamers, and they get to stay. Those are two, part one and part two deals that everybody wins, and everyone could go home and say, and tell their side, we got a win. We got something we wanted out of it. Doesn't that sound like a winner to you?
Well, I can't speak about the Hudson River Tunnel because I'm not an expert on that, but I can tell you that the second part of that is 100% true. And the problem is that right now the Democrats don't need to negotiate as it relates to the Dreamers or the 300,000+ people who currently have temporary protected status but are in danger of losing that. Federal judges, unfortunately, have, in my mind, inappropriately stepped in and blocked the end of DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, the Dreamers, if you would, and have also blocked the end of temporary protected status for El Salvador, Honduras, and Nicaragua. So because of that, there's no real impetus for the Democrats to negotiate because they figure that as long as the courts are backing them up, they don't really need to give anything away, and they anticipate that those courts will continue to back them up on that. But I think that as soon as those cases get to the Supreme Court, I think the DACA one's going to get to the Supreme Court fairly quickly, there will be a different dynamic, and the president will be in a stronger position. Now, the issue becomes, does he simply, you know, bargain away the wall for amnesty for DACA? Does he simply, you know, bargain away the wall for TPS? Or does he call for the other things that you mentioned, chain migration, of course, the end of the diversity visa lottery? The wall's important. Those other things are important, too, and we need to make sure that we get all of them.
Well, what do you think about this new issue Democrats seem to love, the two migrant children that have died in Border Patrol custody?
Every child's death is a tragedy, and it's certainly true in this particular instance. But I believe that the focus is wrong because really what this points out is how hazardous the journey is from Central America through Mexico to the United States. It's an 1,800-mile trip from Tucumán, Guatemala. It's actually a little bit more than 1,800 miles from Tucumán, Guatemala, which is the border city on the Mexican border, to El Paso, Texas. Ms. Jacqueline Call, the young woman, she died in the boot heel of New Mexico, which is probably the most desolate place I've ever been to personally. Very, very isolated. There are only two people who live in the town, and I live well, and they're both inspectors at the port of entry. The young gentleman that died, Mr. Alonzo Gomez, was west of El Paso when he got picked up. So it's a horrible trip. It's a 35-hour trip by vehicle, and I can guarantee you that they went through any number of vehicles, that they walked part of the way, that they stayed in stash houses that were rodent-infested, because we know that's what happens. We know that's how the smugglers operate. This is a horrible journey, but parents bring their kids on this journey because they know, the parents know, that if they bring a kid with them, they're going to get released. And the fact is, Ms. Kyle's father was released, and a thousand family unit members, I think, were released in El Paso in the last few days. So ICE just doesn't have the space to hold these people, to hold families. One and two, under the Flores Settlement Agreement, which goes back to 1997, 21 years old, they have to be released, the minors have to be released after 20 days. And because the president has stated we will not separate families, that means that the parents get released too.
All right, Andrew Arthur, immigration expert, resident fellow in law and policy with the Center for Immigration Studies, who I quote often here on this show. I love the Center for Immigration Studies. I love all their stats. They tell the truth. And the rest of D.C. lies. So thank you for the truth, Andrew Arthur.
Thank you very so much for having me.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy holidays. All the above.
Good to say to you.
All right. Wayne Allyn-Root, War Now, USA Radio Network. We're going to be back with one more segment here on the radio, and then we start on national TV, Newsmax TV, a special two-hour edition today of the Wayne Allyn-Root Show. Starts at 7 Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific. So we'll be right back. RootForAmerica.com. The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allyn-Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. Ordered today, it will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio has previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allyn-Root doesn't suggest. suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com.
War now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Don't forget a very special 2-hour live edition of Wayne Allen Root and the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV for the next 2 hours, starting in about 8 minutes or so. We go live at 7:01 East Coast time, 4:01 West Coast time. 2 hours of national TV. You know I love to take calls in that hour number three. Well, now I'll take calls in hour two and three. Non-stop, phone number 833-WAR-TALK. So get on the line at the top of the hour, and we'll be taking calls throughout the 2 hours. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. If you want to watch me, it's kind of the play-along game. You want to play along on national TV, you can get off USA Radio and go on to DirecTV Channel 349 for the Wayne Allen Root Show, or go on to Dish TV Channel 216. Many cable systems around the country carry us as well. We're also streamed live on YouTube. So online, just go to YouTube and just put in Newsmax TV, and boom, we're there. My show will be on live. Many other ways to watch it, Roku and Apple and Google and Yahoo and all kinds of stuff I know nothing about. But in any case, a lot of younger people do know about it, and they use other forms of watching TV other than satellite and cable. And so there's lots of ways to get this show. And you can always, after the fact, go to NewsmaxTV.com as well. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. We love our Liberty HealthShare. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It was the most practical, moral, and economic choice for me, and it could be for you and your family, too. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. I saved $18,000 last year. I saved $18,000 this year. And in just a couple of days, it's my third year with Liberty HealthShare, and I'll save another $18,000. That's just on the fees every month. So I've saved, I will save $54,000 over a 3-year period. How amazing is that? Remember, I'm supposedly a rich guy, according to Democrats, but Can you imagine? It, the fees have nothing to do with your income. Aetna never asked me my income when they were charging me $2,000 a month. And these guys never asked my income when they were charging me $449 a month for the same policy. So if you're a middle-class person who makes $50,000 a year, you can save $54,000 over the next 3 years. Plus, they reimbursed me $2,000 on a $2,500 dental bill. These guys are amazing. These guys are fantastic. I love Liberty HealthShare. Call them at 855-58-LIBERTY and find out if you can join. No windows. You can join anytime, 855-58-LIBERTY. 855-585-4237, or visit lightyourliberty.com. Lightyourliberty.com. Get it at Liberty Health Share. It's lightyourliberty.com. All right. So the big stories in the news, I think, number one is the wall, and the wall ties in with the shutdown of the government, and the kid who died in custody, and the fact that Democrats want open borders, and they're just slime, and the fact that a record 24,000 migrant children were caught at the border in December in just the first 3 weeks, and the fact that right at this moment there's a manhunt underway in California after an illegal alien shoots and kills a police officer during a traffic stop. You know how I feel about police officers. I love them. And I feel like they're my brothers. It's the thin blue line. They are our brothers. They keep us safe. And I love them and try and end every show by praying for their safety. And I just can't believe a cop was killed today by an illegal alien right while we're talking about this topic. It's like God is screaming, look at you idiots. Do you not see what's going on? Every person doesn't have a right to come into our country. Every bad person has no right to come into our country. Somebody's father, is that cop, is not coming home. It's just 2 days after Christmas, and he just gave his kids Christmas presents, and he's never coming home again. And I'd like to take this moment to speak to police officers. Do you understand how many of you, if you were a police officer, and you're from a family of police officers, going back 30 years ago when I was a kid, every cop I knew was a staunch Republican. Since the beginning of time, cops have always been staunch Republicans. But so many of you now vote Democrat because it's a union issue. It's a union thing. Because, of course, Democrats are in bed with the government employees union, and they give you anything you want in the whole world if the union will then kick back money for their campaign, and the union will go door to door and call up on phone banks, and they can't get that from anyone else but a union. So you've all been bought off. If you're a cop and you vote Democrat, you're voting for the very people who are opening the doors for you to be killed. Every time that border is open, every day, every hour, every minute that border is open, someone's coming in to kill a police officer thanks to the Democratic Party. And you support them because you like the way they treat your union. Are you like nuts? Are you nuts? When people like Wayne Root and Donald Trump live and breathe love for police officers and defend you day and night, come high or hell water, we defend you at all times. But because Democrats are nicer with your union, you vote Democrat and you support Democrats. As a matter of fact, I heard a friend of mine in the police told me that they were told by their union reps, every cop in Vegas was told to vote Democrat. These are the people that leave the borders open so scum can come in and murder you and murder and rape little girls that you investigate the case. It's always an illegal alien, and you're on that team because you vote Democrat. And you know what? You're making a giant mistake. You've sold your soul to the devil if you're a cop and you vote Democrat. Because I cry when a cop dies. Democrats couldn't give a damn when a cop dies. I've never heard a Democrat host care when a cop dies. I've never heard a Democrat host shed a tear. Never seen it ever. I've never seen Rachel Maddow cry on TV because a cop dies. I've never seen her end her show praying for the safety of cops. So you go ahead and vote Democrat and vote for the people that let people in that kill cops.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Of